Even after it gained its independence after World War II, the U.S. considered the Philippines a strategic location where it maintained large military bases. As in Japan and Korea, this has meant that thousands of poor women are involved in a sex trade with U.S. military personnel and the associated violence and exploitation. Emmy DeJesus helped found Gabriela, a network of over 200 women's organizations in 1994, and is now the Secretary General. She says that women are the primary victims of the economic policies imposed on her people, and this prompted them to become organized.
The interrelation of the economic, the political, make women more vulnerable to be victims of all forms of violence. Thus, when we say war through women's eyes, this is resisting the factors that make women poor, that make women workers deprived of their right to opportunities of a decent job, decent housing. I will share with you some data. After the Philippine government implemented the IMF Structural Adjustment Program, the land conversion policy made 3 million peasant women displaced from their 3.1 million hectares of rice and corn lands. While the government boasts of an increased rate of participation of women in the labor force, their wages constantly depressed, their job security threatened, and their unions increasingly under attack, create a desirable climate for foreign investment. Desperate economically, women workers become more vulnerable to discriminatory practices. Pregnancy tests, even virginity tests, are requirements in some factories, especially in EPZ, export processing zones.
The Muslim population of the southern island of Mindanao, said Amira Ali Lidasan, a student leader from the Soara Bangsamoro Women Organization, has historically been excluded from national participation by the Catholic majority. She explains that the war on terror reinforces and legitimizes the destruction of their culture and the colonial grab of their ancestral land. But women such as she are now seeking unconventional alliances.
Christian people, whom we thought in the history of our nation as our enemy, becomes our ally. Muslim people who at first, when they see that we are working with some nuns, inviting nuns in our community, the only thing that they would say, they are missionaries. They will turn us into Christians. Stop doing that, Amira. But then in the end, they would see how these nuns turn into fiery women and in saying, respect the rights of the Moro people to self-determination. And I say, that's good.
In the end, it is entirely possible that the Philippines, a country which exports 600,000 women to 168 countries every year, will soon paradoxically breed a strong movement of resistance to war and globalization led by fearless women. 2 weeks ago, the Gabriela USA conference in Los Angeles was attended by over 500 women. Again, Emmy DeJesus.
Repression cannot stop us from holding our protests. This is what makes Gabriela militant. Militance springs from objective realities that we face daily. We are just simple women. I, being part of the majority of the Filipino women, will still go on. And this is our way of life. We have nothing to lose but our chains.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynn.